We begin today Hilchos Mezuzah. The Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah, Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, says V'yizka Avosai V'yor Mishneyosav. A person should remember Hashem's love to us. Wake up from his sleep. V'shigyonosav Bahali Azman. The mistakes that he makes in understanding the world because of the difficulties of life. V'yedish Ein Dava Oimid La'olam Olamim. Nothing remains forever. Elidiyas Tzur Ha'olam. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu remains from forever. V'myad, when somebody thinks in that way, that will cause him to act appropriately. Anyone who wears tefillin on his head, b'zroi on his arm, tzitzis b'bigdai and tzitzis on his clothing, u'mezuzah b'peschai, and a mezuzah on his doorway, muchzuk lo shlayechta. These protect him from doing averus, shrehei, shreyeshta maskinun rabim. And particularly the mitzvah mezuzah, on which we say every day in Krishma, l'man yirbu yamechem, causes that a person who is careful with this mitzvah should have arichas yamim, and his long life, his home is protected, and the mitzvah is such a critical mitzvah. And therefore says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch mitzvah, say l'kfu mezuzah b'chol Pesach, there's a mitzvah to have a mezuzah on every door of the home. Even that every room has to have a mezuzah. And if a room has a number of doors, then every door is obligated to have a mezuzah. Even though he only usually uses just one of the doorways. All of them should have a mezuzah. But filim this atu ad yurim. There are less people living in the home now. Ve'enetzarch atu rak lepesach achad. And now he only needs one door. Yikamakim kum chayav ha-mezuzah should put up on all of the doorways. We speak about a room. The discussion, of course, is what is the halacha about a walk-in closet? And the halacha is that if the walk-in closet is, as we just said, a closet that you walk into, then the halacha is that you make a mezuzah. But if it's a closet, even if it's a large closet, but you don't walk into the closet, you stand outside the closet and put in and take out whatever is in the closet, then you don't have a mezuzah on the door. We just said a room that has a number of doors, all of them should have a mezuzah put on them. But the halacha is that the bracha should be made on the door that is used the most. And then continues, I feel in the siyata ad yurim, there aren't so many people living in this home anymore. Then it's arach atarak l'pesach echer, and therefore he's only using one of the doorways. All of them should be used. The only should have a mezuzah. The only time there is no obligation for the mezuzah is when the doorway is dismantled. And even that is a question, what is the definition of dismantled? Some say it has to be actually taken down. Some suggest that if it was just covered up permanently, it's enough. There, it would seem if you just block the doorway with a piece of furniture, that would not be sufficient. But there's another consideration. If the doorway was once used as a doorway, versus a situation where the doorway was never used, it's much easier to be lenient and not require a mezuzah in a place where there was never a doorway, it was never used as a doorway in the first place. If you have a doorway that's only used for packages infrequently, and there's another doorway through which you exit and enter, as HaPesach osi rachlach lahachlis masois, the doorway that's only used to bring in packages infrequently, potter, the rabbis can say that you should put up a mezuzah just without a bracha. Sipes, gam shari chatzeris, the doorway of a yard, and that includes a yard, a porch, all of these places have to have a mezuzah, or mevaz, and that means if you live in a city that there's streets, or the town, have a doorway, then the halacha is, you should put a mezuzah over there. And the halacha is, of course, if there's a concern that the mezuzah will not be treated respectfully, then you don't have to have a mezuzah. And if most of the inhabitants of the city are not Jewish, then you don't have to put up a mezuzah either. Shari, chatzeres, mevos, vayoros, and medinois, chayav, and mezuzah, or chayav, mezuzah, shenev, b'sharacha, all of your doorways. Sif Gimel, tzorach l'kavah b'yimin ha'nichnas, the mezuzah should be put on to the right of your entry, as the pasuk says, v'chasavtam ha'mezuzahs be'secha, and Chazal explained derech b'oscha gemar m'sech de'yume dafir aleph, yiminoi ha'nichnas. That means, when you're entering into your room, you go the way you enter on the right side. If you'll have 10 rooms, one within the other, they'll all be put on all will be put on the right as we go from room to room. And cover the smoke, if one put up his mezuzah on the left side, tzula with tzarech la'asirai, it's disqualified and you have to take it down. And therefore, if you had a situation where you change the structure of your house and the way where you were entering previously is not the way you're currently entering, you have to remove the mezuzah and put up a new mezuzah. We'll cover him in what's now the right side, the yivarech aleha, and make a bracha. That's the psak of the Kutz Shulchan Aruch. The Chai Adam says that if you're replacing a mezuzah for that purpose, you don't have to make a bracha. The Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, however, passings like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that you do have to make another bracha, unless there's a question if there's a chiv mezuzah there. So if it's a place where we're not convinced that you have to have a mezuzah, and it's also just changing it from side to side, then you don't make a bracha. Vein chilik, b'zeh, and in the halachas of mezuzah, it doesn't make a difference. Vein ita lein ita, if you're a righty or a lefty, and even, says the Shach, of all of your family members are lefties, the mezuzah is always put on what is the right side for everyone. Sif Dalet, Shnei Batim, Ashla Kol Achad Yesh Pesach Rishus Rabim L'chatzim. You have two rooms that each has an entrance to the Rishus Rabim or to the Chatzar. Or Mechitza Shebeneim, and in the place between them, Yesh Gam Kein Pesach. V'ashto Yesh L'stapach B'Pesach Zeh. The question that comes up, Beizet Tzad Yitin Es Mezuzah. What is the way, on what side you put the mezuzah? And the Kutz Shulchan Aruch is telling us there are rooms that we're not quite certain what is the right, where is considered going from not going. Where is it considered the right side? So what we should do in such a situation is lean and bossa heketzir. We look at the hinges. The makom shenasma tzirim ladel shadels neftachas l'taychem. The room into which the door opens up into, ze ikra bayis, that's considered the primary room. And since that's considered the primary room, that's the room to which the mezuzah, the right side, entering that room. So here we're saying that what is considered the primary room is the room to which the door enters. And therefore, the nice mezuzah b'tzad yamin shenachnosin l'toichai, to the right side, entering into that room. However, points out the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that's only in a case where the two rooms, Tafka Kishnei Abatim, that we're discussing, the two rooms, Shavim Mishdishman, are both used equally. Now we need to try to figure out on which side to put the mezuzah. Avam Echad Hu Ikat Hashmishai, if you have a room where that's your primary room, and there's no question that between these two rooms, this is the primary room. There, heketzir is not the primary consideration. The primary consideration is that that's the primary room. That is a question how to make that determination. Is a determination where we have two rooms, and one room plays a more significant role in my home than the other room. But in terms of walking, we walk more from the less important, from the more important room to the less room, less important room. So the question is, do we look at what is the primary room, or do we look at what we primarily walk? How do we primarily go? And it's the opinion of most Paiskim that we look at the way people walk. And if people are usually walking from this room to that room, that's the room that's considered the right side for putting on the mezuzah. If one room is the primary room, as we just discussed what that means, Heketzir is not used to determine where to put up the mezuzah. You always put the mezuzah up on the right side to the room. The room that you're primarily entering, even if the heketzir is in the other direction. The place to put the mezuzah, sifhei, is metchila shlish al yoyna shogoy v'ashar. On the upper third of the room, of the doorway. Even though the entire doorway is kosher, the halacha is two halachas. One is to put it at the beginning of that top third, and one may not put it within a tefach of the top. That is a place where it's too high up to put the mezuzah. You measure the doorway, and when you come to the top third, that's what you should do. If there's many doors have like a window on top of the door, that window is not measured, it's not considered included in measuring to that doorway. On the contrary, sometimes there's a space between the doorways and the top. That space is also not included in measuring the length of the side. Kavala Malmaza, if one put the mezuzah above that area, kshera, as long as it's a tefach away from the top. If you put the mezuzah below the top third, even if just part of the mezuzah is below the top third, then tzarech lasira, you have to take off the mezuzah. Put it back up with a bracha, the tefach elyon in the proper space on the top on the tefach above the third. In the right place. So cover the tefach elyon. If you put the mezuzah all the way up within the tefach of the top of the door, you see regamkein. You should remove it. You kver kura and put it in the right place. Here lo yivarech. Yesh lekover, the mezuzah should be put but tefach hasamach lechutz in the first tefach of the doorway. V'shin b'zeb. If you didn't do it, ainam akiv. The reason to do so is for two reasons. One is that we want that you should encounter the mezuzah as soon as you come to the doorway. And the other reason is that you want the entire house and the entire doorway to be protected by the mezuzah. And therefore, you put the mezuzah as close to the entrance as possible. But if you have, as is sometimes the case, in the doorway, a protrusion, so then the doorway is not from there. The doorway is only from the protrusion, and you should put the mezuzah on that protrusion. Sif vav, ketzer kavoy. So exactly how should the mezuzah be placed? Karchoy, we roll it. From the end to the beginning. Dainam echad, from the echad of Shema, which is the last word of that line, towards the Shema. Mnich b'sheferes, we should put it into a tube. There's a point to try to use a transparent case where you could see the same shakai, which is written on the back of the mezuzah as it is in the doorway. But if you didn't use a transparent case, it's acceptable. Some say if you're using, for example, a silver case and you want to show Zekeli Vanveyu that you're beautifying your home with using a silver mezuzah case or a beautiful mezuzah case, that's acceptable. But you should be careful that even within that case, even though you don't see what's in the case, the shakai should be facing the door. And certainly if the mezuzah is being put into that case because it's protected against the rain, then certainly you could use that type of a case. Umanich v'shefaris or b'shah dover, put into in this case or in the tube, the cover mesmeris, and you should connect it to the wall with nails, meaning that you have to not connect it in a firm manner. And that's why if you use glue or tape, which is tight, is also acceptable. The mezuzah of Pesach, and it should be put up b'melachsoin. You could put it up on a slant. The top of the mezuzah, shema, should be facing connected by the inside of the room. The shita achron, the bottom line, should be facing the outside of the room, latzad chutz. Vim mezuzah of Pesach ein rechava, if the doorway is not wide enough, yikvena zekufa, you should put it up standing straight. Zet toiv yoser, and it's better to put it on the in the doorway standing straight, musitoi, than to put it on the wall, achayra tell us, it's better to put it on the doorway straight than to put it behind the doorway, because that's not really where it belongs. Imloi kava, if you did not put up the mezuzah permanently, ela tala, you just have it hanging there, psula. Kain tzarch lizol l'mesmer l'mal v'gam l'mata, if you're knocking it with a nail, you should put a nail on the top and on the bottom. Shloi tei tluya, that it should be there firmly. Siv zayin. Koidim shakova, before you put up the mezuzah, yivarech, you should make a bracha. Asher kishonim v'mitzoysav, v'tzivar l'kva mezuzah. And before one makes a bracha, you should make sure that this is a room that certainly is chayiv b'mezuzah. The proper size, the proper use. Only in such a room should make a bracha. There are many that have the minig, that before they put up the mezuzah, before they make the bracha, they say, Harenim mezamnes yodi l'kayim mitzvos kviyas mezuzah kashet tzivonu b'ayri. And after they put up the mezuzah, they say the pasuk, Azar shal Hashem tzadikim yavoy yavoy. Then cover kam mezuzahs, if you're putting up a number of mezuzahs, Dai b'bracha achas l'kulam, what bracha for all? If somebody is Baruch Hashem moving into a new apartment, new house, and he wants to ask other people to help him put up the mezuzahs, it's acceptable. But since there's a rule, mitzvah bar yosef mishluchai, one should always do a mitzvah himself. The first door, the person who owns the home should put up the mezuzah himself, make the bracha, and then he could ask other people to put up mezuzahs on the other doors, which are not the door that they're putting on the mezuzah. Even if you're putting on a number of mezuzahs, the bracha still remains l'kfaya mezuzah, not l'kfaya mezuzois. And if a person is putting up a number of mezuzahs, he should not speak until he finishes putting on all the mezuzahs. If a person is putting up mezuzahs on a number of different buildings, so then he should l'chatchila make a separate bracha for every building. In one home, da'i bracha as l'kulam. In nafla mezuzah ma'atzma, if the mezuzah fell down by itself, v'chaz v'kavim, then you put it back up. Tzarech gamkein l'varech. Al m'sar sira k'dei l'vodka, if you took off the mezuzah because you wanted to have it checked, yesh l'stapik m'tzarech l'varech. The question is, do you make a bracha? And the Aruch HaShulchan, which is the way most people do, say, if you're putting up back up the mezuzah on the same day that you took them down to check, then you don't make another bracha when you put them back on. If it's not the same day, it took a couple of days till they got checked, then you have to make a bracha when you put them back on. Sivches, b'ktsash orim yesh pesach katan etzel shar gadol. In certain gates, gateways, doorways, there's a big door and a small door. B'derech pesach katan and usually use only the small doorway. The shah godl and niftach rak leprokim, the big gate, is only opened up occasionally. The kivin shem shnei psachim, but since they're two separate doors, ubeinayim omed rafach tefach, and there's a defach between these two doors, chayavim shnei mezuzahs, we should put up two separate mezuzahs. Sif tes, memok mesheish lochush, in a place where there's a concern, shem yignav asoy, that the mezuzah may be stolen, if it's possible, you should make a space in the doorway, and that's where you should put the mezuzah. But don't make that hole deeper than a tefach. Because then, if it's deeper than a tefach, we'll have a mezuzos beisecha. And because that it's not put, considered, you put it on the doorway, it's considered teicha mezuzah. You put it in the doorway, upsula, because that's not what the Torah instructs us to do. Oy tzach lezoy, one should also be careful. Shia kaponim nikar makom mezuzah. It should always be noticeable that you have a mezuzah there. Then mi efshel alach b'mezuzah bayis. Let's say you have a door made out of material that you can't make a hole in. Yesh lismach b'shasat chak l'kover b'fnim achori adelas. Then you could put it on the doorway. And the best way to put it on the doorway is from the outside, not from the inside. V'dafka mezuzah atzma, but put it on the frame of the door, v'loy b'kosel, not on the wall. V'loy yechika mechalala pesach, and don't distance it from the wall, kias psula. Sif yud, ein abayis chayim mezuzah, a room is not chayim mezuzah, el and kain, yesh by dalet amos or dalet amos, only if it has the dimensions of dalet or dalet amos. V'im ein by dalet amos, avi yesh by kadeh l'rabi dalet amos, it doesn't have those dimensions, because it's long, let's say it's very long and narrow. Kigoyin, sha'orka yosa rechboy, or sha'ogol, it's a round room. Yesh oim de chayiv, some say it's chayiv, yesh oim de potter, and therefore the minig is, in such a case, you should put up a mezuzah without making a bracha. If you have objects in the room that are there on a permanent basis, they diminish from the size of the room. But if they're not there on attached to the room, a table, a couch, chairs, even though they're big and they're there, but they're movable, they don't diminish from the size of the room. And the Chamudi Daniel, quoted by the Piskei Tshuva, says that even if you have room, which is not dalet al dalet, but the room serves its purpose, even though when it's that small, so even though it's not a dalet al dalet any way you measure, the Chamudi Daniel says a person should put up a mezuzah in such room, of course, without a bracha. Sif Yud Aleph. Ein pesach chayiv mezuzah. A doorway is not chayiv mezuzah. Elm reish lo shtei mezuzos, unless it has two doorposts. Gevoy yis l'chol apach sasar tfachim, that are at least 10 tfachim tall. V'mashkoif agabeim, and a mashkoif on top of them. The minimum size of the width of the doorway is 4 tfachim. The shach says if it's 3 tfachim, you put a mezuzah without a bracha. Mafila ena mezuzos meitzim, if the mezuzos, the doorposts are not made out of wood or mevonim acherim, or from stones, rak shakoisle habinyim be'atzman hena mezuzos, the walls serve as a doorway, v'aleim tikra, and they have a mezuzah, and they have a mashkef on top of it, ken chayiv, that's still considered a doorway that has a chiyuv mezuzah. V'im ein labayis el mezuzah achas, if it only has one doorpost, kigoyin shemitzar echad oiva kosel halon, one side is just the wall that keeps on extending. So the halacha is like this: im himitzar small, if the side that has the doorway is in the left side, potter. V'im he mitzad yamin, but if the side that has the doorway is on your right side, yei sofikim chayiv aloi. So the question now is, it has one doorway, which is on your right side. So there's a question, do you have to put up a mezuzah or not? Yesh l'kava, you should put up a mezuzah without a bracha. Or sheyikveh l'acha, sheyikveh pesach, ha-mechuyiv, v'yiftagam azeh. Now he says, on a general halacha, whenever you have a room where you have a question, if you should put up a mezuzah, and you're putting up a mezuzah, but you can't make a bracha, what you should do is, put that mezuzah up at the same time that you're putting up a mezuzah on a room that's certainly chayiv in mezuzah, and make the bracha over there, and have in mind this room, we don't know if it's chayiv mezuzah. V'chein b'kam makom shiyeish sofik, whenever you have this type of a question, yasukein, this is what you should do.